Hello and welcome to the podcast of the Medical Journal of the Islamic Republic of Iran 2015. In this episode, we feature an article on intimate partner violence and risky sexual behaviors against Iranian women with substance use disorders from our February 2015 issue. The article is by Dr. Efat Mirghati Khoi and her colleagues. Intimate partner violence, or IPV, and risky sexual behaviors are serious and overlapping public health problems that are relatively more common against drug-involved women. IPV is associated with a wide range of negative outcomes, including substance abuse, physical injuries, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, suicide, unwanted pregnancies, and sexually transmitted diseases. Large-scale epidemiological studies examining the co-occurrence of IPV and drug abuse have been conducted in developed and developing countries. To our knowledge, this is the first study to examine the relationship between sexual risk behaviors, STIs, and drug use among IPV-victimized women in Iran. For this purpose, 120 heterosexual women who had a minimum of once-in-a-lifetime experience of IPV were selected from a rehabilitation center in Tehran. Having obtained the participants' informed consent, they were given the Revised Conflict Tactics Scale, or CTS-2, in addition to a standardized 24-item questionnaire to collect data regarding violence. These items were designed to assess socio-demographics, risky sexual behaviors, and drug-related information. The CTS-2 classifies conflict on 6 levels based on the number of violent episodes during the different aspects of intimate relationship, which include sexual, physical, psychological, negotiation, and injury. A score bigger than 25 is considered severe IPV. For each violent behavior, the question was asked both with regards to perpetration and being victimized. The relationship between IPV domains and specific sexual risk behavior outcomes was then assessed. According to the results, 100% of the women who took part in this study reported IPV. The means for CTS-2 domains were as follows. Negotiation, 4.29. Psychological violence, 2.55. Sexual violence, 0.37. Physical abuse, 1.17. Injury, 2.18. And the mean total score was 1.69. We found significantly higher injury scores, but lower sexual abuse scores among women with sexually transmitted infection, or STI, compared to women without STI. In a study conducted on 702 15 to 64-year-old women attending public obstetrics, gynecology, and family planning health services in the city of Qazirun in Iran's Fars province, it was found that IPV in the form of psychological, physical, and sexual abuse is prevalent. Similarly, 2,400 married women attending public clinics were screened for IPV in the city of Barbul, north of Iran. Physical, sexual, and psychological abuses were prevalent. These two studies found a relationship between being victimized by IPV and women's poor socioeconomic status. The authors imply that one possible explanation for the prevalence of IPV among Iranian women could be related to the fundamental balance of power characterized by marital relationships, as well as socio-demographic traits. In addition, women who are less empowered, those who lack negotiating skills, those who are more and more socio-economically deprived, and those who are afraid of a violent revenge from the side of their partners were found to be more likely to be victimized. Sexual relationship power, on the other hand, was connected with a higher risk of IPV and STIs. Conclusively, Iranian women, in particular drug-using women, need to be empowered to develop sexual awareness and assertiveness, and preventive interventions for violence that are integrated within drug treatment programs, as well as harm reduction programs, are highly recommended. Capacity building for drug treatment professionals that would enable them to deliver culturally appropriate services to couples would also be beneficial. You are listening to the podcast, Intimate Partner Violence and Risky Sexual Behaviors Against Iranian Women with Substance Use Disorders, from our February 2015 issue. recorded in the studio of the Medical Journal of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 2015. Thank you for listening.